Holy Trinity. I think we need to start saying that we cannot really comprehend and fully understand how the Holy Trinity deal works, because it's just mystery. And if I would think, or if you would say that I got it, then A, you are God, or B, you are just wrong. It's just too much. God make it simple for us, but it just, we are not gods. We may get it someday in heaven, but now we have enough from Jesus to see that there is Trinity, that there is tremendous unity between Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But how does it really work? That's why we have faith. We believe what Jesus says is true. And he says that he will be with his disciples until the end of the age. Another place he said that he needs to go, so he will send the Holy Spirit to be with disciples. Another place he says that I and Father, we are one. Or whoever sees me sees the Father. So he speaks in many more passages that they are one, that there are this mysterious unity between them, that they are one. We know all this, and this is enough for us to believe that what Jesus says is true. What we can do with this now? First, he asked us to go and baptize, who asked the apostles, and most of us won't do too many baptisms in our lives. We do it mostly by priests or deacons. But baptism itself, we can take it as a symbol of new life. That apostles share God's life with God's people. And then I can ask myself, how much in my daily life do I bring God's life? Or maybe it is not really life. Maybe I bring too much sadness with others. Maybe I see that there is not really a lot of life that I share with others. Life, joy, peace, and strength and love. Do I live this vocation of loving others in those difficult daily environments of our lives? And second, he asked them to teach and observe all the commandments. We as a Catholic still are not very strong about evangelizing others. I don't say that we need to go and convert everyone around. Life is not about converting others to become Catholic. It's good if somebody becomes Catholic, but sometimes it's better to have holy Baptist than just really unholy Catholic. It is much better. It's more about, do I, by my daily life, show Jesus to others? Do I, by my life, example, often sacrifices, help others come closer to God and let strengthen them in their faith, their hope, their relation with God? We need to ask ourselves every day this question. How did I help others come closer to God? Or maybe by my example, I just help somebody go away with sadness and pain. And the third, when we see this mystery of the Holy Trinity, like many other mysteries that we cannot really comprehend and fully understand, we can say, yes, I don't get it. Doesn't make too much sense. If God would like, he could reveal it to me and I could have better faith. But he doesn't do it. What we can do is just give him praise and give him honor and glory that he is and exists and he made everything happen. And first reading speaks about that. This is second reading. Did anything so great ever happen before? This is from Old Testament, from the time of Moses, when Moses led his people out of the Egypt. That same we can ask today, did anything so great happen before that God revealed himself fully so we can understand him as much as human being can comprehend God. We'll say no. We made used so easily to the awesomeness of our faith, awesomeness of God, and how great it is that he reveals himself to us and shares with us his being. He wants us to come closer to him, be his friends. This amazing, brothers and sisters. And as we get used to light, to dishwasher, to cell phones, to drying machines, we also get used to God. But he just is there and it's okay. He helps me, he is good. And we should be crying and shouting out to joy that he is the God, that he is, and that he, because he wants to do it, reveals himself to us. I would like to invite you to this kind of the prayer this week, when you just sit and kneel or even drive in your car, to maybe say, God, I adore you, I praise you, I give you honor and glory. And just repeat it for a few minutes. Just, God, I adore you, I give you praise, I give you honor and glory. Just give him praise. And let the Spirit of God come to you and make something happen there, that praising God, it is the best thing you can do. We cannot understand everything, but he exists. And the best what we can do is just give him praise for that and let him guide us more.